building a website is not enough. Anyone today can build a good website. You can use Wix, you can use Squarespace, you can use Shopify. And right now, there are AI applications that can build your website from scratch based on a few prompts. However, that doesn't mean the website's optimized to be found online, to generate leads, to generate sales. And as we like to say, act as a full-time salesperson or consultant for your business that never goes to sleep, that never takes a day off, that doesn't need PTO, that doesn't need to worry about vacation and training. Here's the thing that's important about today's conversation as we get ready to dive in. If you don't optimize your website across the board for the things that we're going to talk about today, then all of your efforts around SEO and social media and paid advertising, it's all going to be for naught. Because when people get to your website, there's something that we want to start with today as we just get started with this training, and that is... This is the Mindshift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Daryl Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Small Business Week 7-day digital marketing training. I'm your host, Daryl Evans, co-founder and CEO here at Yoko Local. And you know, over the last 13 years, as we've helped companies do now well over $300 million in revenue online and social media, paid ads, email, content marketing, the thing that always surprises me still to this day in 2024 is how many business owners and marketers don't pay enough attention to their website. There's so much hype and distraction around social media and around paid advertising and around graphic design and creatives and how something looks. But what we don't realize is that what's happening under the hood, so to speak, of the car matters as much as what we can see on the outside. Today, we're going to talk about the things that we believe you should have in and on your website, things that you've got to be thinking about. Now, I'm not going to lie and tell you that a lot of these items are easy for the person who's not in this field full time. So if you're a marketer for a small business or a middle-sized business, then you're going to resonate with some of this, but you still might need some additional support and help and assistance. And that's fine. We've got that available for you. If you're a business owner, my intention for you today is to understand that building a website is not enough. Anyone today can build a good website. You can use Wix, you can use Squarespace, you can use Shopify. And right now, there are AI applications that can build your website from scratch based on a few prompts. However, that doesn't mean the website's optimized to be found online, to generate leads, to generate sales. And as we like to say, act as a full-time salesperson or consultant for your business that never goes to sleep, that never takes a day off, that doesn't need PTO, that doesn't need to worry about vacation and training. Here's the thing that's important about today's conversation as we get ready to dive in. If you don't optimize your website across the board for the things that we're going to talk about today, then all of your efforts around SEO and social media and paid advertising, it's all going to be for naught. Because when people get to your website, there's something that we want to start with today as we just get started with this training, and that is, don't make them think. The goal of your website is not to make them think about what you want them to do when they get there, whether that's navigating to a page where you may have something on sale, whether that's downloading a coupon to a specific offer, whether that's adding a product to a shopping cart, whether that's requesting a quote or a consultation with your service business. There are certain things that you've got to do to make sure that the visitor doesn't have to think. That's what happens on the website. On the flip side, we have to make sure that platforms like Google and Bing and Yahoo and other search engines to come, especially the new AI search engines, can now understand what is on your website and relevant to that specific visitor to your site. So we're going to dive into that. Now listen, tomorrow we're going to get into SEO, which I know a lot of you want to know more about. We're going to talk more about SEO tomorrow. Today, while some of what we're talking about today applies to SEO, we're talking about really making sure that under the hood of your car is really wired up to run a good race, if I can use that analogy. Okay, day four, I want you back for paid advertising, both search engine advertising, Google Ads, as they call it, PPC advertising, as well as social media advertising. And I'm going to tell you something. In specifically social media advertising, I don't know that it's been as easy to start generating leads from scratch using social media and from a standpoint of getting found on Google, Google Ads. Now, let me tell you, they both have their issues. Look, they're both conglomerates. They're both monopolies. They both play games. They both have tricks. But if you don't know what you're doing, I can understand maybe why things haven't maybe worked out in the past. Hopefully day four will completely show you another side. Day five, we're going to talk about email marketing. I said it yesterday. I believe it to this day. I started in email marketing in 2003, and I still believe today your highest ROI digital activity will come from how well you build an email list, how well you build a brand, how well you communicate, and how well you stay top of mind. We'll talk about that with email. Day six, we'll shift back to social media, and we'll talk about the type of content that's working online today. In some of your businesses, you may not think that you need to become a content creator or create content, but let me tell you, if you're not creating content today and all you're doing is worried about Google finding your website to show it up to customers, you're going to be missing the AI opportunity that is with us right now starting in 2024 and is only going to become more adopted as we go forward. And then day seven, as we wrap things up, we're going to talk about analytics. What you measure gets improved. I learned that in college. What you measure gets improved. So many of you are not understanding how analytics work, how the data works, the key performance indicators, whether it's ads, email, SEO, social media. We're going to talk about that on day seven. And make sure you've marked in your calendar Tuesday, May 7th at 10 a.m. Pacific. If you can't attend live for our live Q&A session, we will give you a way so that you can ask your question in advance to make sure that we cover it. So let's get into today's training. All right, so today I'm going to share with you some of the best practices you need to be thinking about as it relates to website optimization. And down below this video, you will see this resource guide that we're going to share. I'm not going to go through all 25 during this training. I want to keep it relatively short, but we've got a guide here that's 25 of the website must-haves in order for you to drive traffic, generate leads, and generate more sales. Let's dive right in, shall we? So listen, I want to throw something out. Like, it still to this day, only 73% of all small businesses have a website. Listen, I get social media is hot. I get it's exciting. I get you can build a YouTube channel and an Instagram page. But let me tell you something. We don't own those platforms, and neither do you. Google, Instagram, Meta, Twitter, it's not even called Twitter anymore. It's called X. These platforms are their own businesses. And while it's okay if we build our businesses on their businesses, we have to be careful to understand if they change something, our whole business could go away in an instant. So we've got to make sure we're building our own websites. Here's something that I want to emphasize. Why is website optimization even a big thing, right? Well, if we look at the buyer's journey, and everything you hear us talk about has to do with understanding how the buyer is moving and dancing and shaking online and in social media. What are their changes and habits? And this document, this screenshot here, will just simply share with you how we've seen buyer behavior change. More specifically and more importantly, look at what we think about now when we look at Amazon. When we go to Amazon, we order something, it's going to be at our house within 2 hours or by the next day, at most 2 days. If we go back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when the microwave was taking off, we can now get food in an instant if we throw it in a microwave. You look at Keurig coffee, we can turn around and now not have to wait for brewing and grinding up the grounds. We can get coffee in less than 2 minutes. In everything in our life, go to fast food, we can get fast food convenience restaurants. All we have to do is open our mobile app now and we can order DoorDash. We don't even have to leave our house to get the food to show up at the house. Listen, buyer behavior has changed in your industry, whether you know it or not, simply because consumer behavior has changed. So I just want you to not misunderstand that when we talk about the website's job is to act as a consultant or a salesperson or a helpful resource from your organization while they are navigating their journey. Okay, there's no reason to talk about website optimization if you don't want your website and your business and your brand to get found online and generate leads and generate customers, okay? So let's dive in. I'm going to skip inbound links until tomorrow for SEO. So let's go to the next topic that I want to talk about here. I want to talk about just basic understanding of things that make your website more optimized. Well, let's start with a quick definition as I see it from a standpoint of being optimized. And when we say being optimized, we mean people can find your website if they don't already know who you are. See, if they know who you are, they're going to type in yourdomain.com. If they see you on social media, they're going to click the link that takes them to yourdomain.com. But when it comes to people that don't know who you are, who aren't familiar with your brand, where they're just searching for what I'll talk about in the paid advertising section, which is they're using informational queries or commercial queries or transactional queries. We'll talk about that in SEO. We'll talk about that in paid advertising. What's really important are the tags, the titles, and the descriptions you're using to orchestrate your page. One thing that's really important to know is that specifically Google, and again, we'll get into this in SEO, is your website itself isn't what we're trying to get found online. We're trying to get the pages that are most prominent and relevant related to it. So we've got some information here. I'm not going to break this down deeply. And again, if you're in business, you've already grown your business, chances are you know some of this. But here's an example. When we talk about the page title, we're talking about the title that Google can see and the description underneath that title, which sits below your domain. Okay, so this is an example of how your title may show up on search engines. One thing that we find that's really interesting, and that is a lot of people come to us and say, we want to rank on Google, we want to get our website found, but yet they don't yet have a sitemap set up and submit it to Google. Now, the key is a lot of the website platforms will create the sitemap, but you don't know necessarily that you've got to submit it to Google. You've got to tell Google what it is. You can't just leave it to chance that Google's going to find it. And in a tutorial video, I'll share with you how do you get that submitted to Google if you haven't done it already. I'm not going to get too deep into redirects, but I will say that a lot of businesses who've been around for 5, 10, 15 years, you might make a change to a page and forget or not know that you have to do what's called a 301 redirect, which means telling the world and Google that, hey, this page was named this, and now it's named this, so that anybody who clicks on this link or shows up in this link from search, send them this way to this new page. Something called 301 redirects. If you're a marketer, you probably understand this. Most platforms give you a way to set these up. Some platforms, specifically the ones we like called HubSpot, they will take care of this on its own. But by the way, you don't have to do it. In HubSpot, we can create automatic 301 redirects. Design and usability. I want to say something about design and usability, not the design part, but largely because of the usability part. Everyone can argue about whether your website looks good or doesn't. In 13 years, we've never gotten in that debate. We're not into the debate about what the images should look like. We want to make sure that it's usable for the customer, for the prospect who needs to get the information so that they can transact business on your website. We say here, now that you're getting some traffic, it's really important to make sure that if you're going to convert the traffic, which we'll talk about in upcoming modules, how do you get them to stay on your website when they have so many websites to choose from? So clearly, you want to make sure your website looks credible, looks trustworthy, and that you've stated that you're a professional company. You know, there's a lot of things going on online today where people are putting up websites that appear to be brands, but they're not brands. Google despises of these sites. They're called phishing sites. They're called social engineering sites. I mean, there's a lot of problems with these sites. How do you make sure you don't get deemed as one of these phishing sites and artificial sites? You've got to make sure your business looks credible. First impressions matter, not just the colors, not just the logo, but the first impression is, do people believe that your business is a real website? Okay. I'm not going to get into design here, so we'll talk about that another time. I want to talk about navigation because navigation is a big one, especially from mobile, right? Especially from mobile. One of the things that's critical is that most of the traffic that we see on our clients' websites, even business-to-business traffic, at some point we've got mobile growing a larger share of the traffic. So you got to make sure you've got an easy-to-navigate website, an easy to navigate navigation. You also have to remove things from the navigation that just don't need to be there. Like I've opened up websites and there are 17 or 18 pages connected to the navigation. that's just too many pages. You don't need that many pages up there, right? There's a certain design element that you can use where you can embed those pages in the pages so that people can get where they want to go. Because again, most people are using smartphones, okay? Flash and animation, I don't see this too much, but it's worth mentioning because every now and then we'll still see someone using outdated technology like Flash or having too much animation on their website. Some people think, well, what's wrong with animation? Well, animation just adds way more loading time and speed. It slows down the speed of your website, which is also a usability factor. Okay, content, we're going to talk a lot more this week about, but I will say this, and that is your messaging. Again, when we say don't make your visitor think, this is really about your content and your messaging. When we look at your website, there's this thing we call a 5-second test. And a 5-second test means within 5 seconds of someone arriving on that specific page, are you clearly communicating the value proposition of that page or the information contained on that page? Generally speaking, you can do this with a well-written title and a subtitle. The question, though, is do I know as a consumer what it is I would expect from going through that page? We've got some more details here on how you can look at that. The big thing about content that we find a lot of businesses still missing is they're not offering anything other than an opportunity to buy or to book a meeting or to check out. Now, I understand that that's your main goal, but you got to remember the buyer is in control of the journey now. So your job now is you've got to provide more information up front before they're ever going to reach out to you and try to inquire. You know, when I started in sales and marketing in the 90s, everything was face-to-face. Everything was mano-a-mano or phone call. Today, it's virtual. Today, it's digital. Today, it's automated. Today, it's on a smartphone. Today, it's in a DM. And if you're not willing to educate your prospects, you're going to be losing out on business, okay? Importance of quality, there shouldn't be anything here that should surprise you. Google is pounding websites who are spitting out poor quality content for the sake of just ranking in SEO, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. I don't expect that that's what you're doing, but let's make sure we're writing for humans. You're writing for your customer. You're thinking about what they need in their journey. Okay. My team likes funny words like gobbledygook. So that's another word for jargon. Let's not use a ton of jargon on our websites because your industry jargon might mean something to you, but it probably doesn't mean anything to me as a customer. So say it as simply as you possibly can. Here we're saying it again. Be clear and not clever. Here's a tip in the world of copywriting, if I can share this with you. And that is keep your language down at a third to fifth grade level, no matter how complicated your subject matter might be. I hope that serves you a little bit. We'll talk about blogging more as it comes to content, shareable and social, multiple forms of content, social proof. Everybody knows social proof matters, meaning people buy based on the ratings of other people, right? And there's a lot of ways you can look at ratings. You can do it on Google. You can do it on Google, on your Google business profile if you're a local business, Yelp if you're a local business, Facebook if you're selling e-commerce products. Lots of ways to do that. But you got to know, I bet you right now, if I tell you this, when you go to Amazon and buy something and you find the product, I guarantee you probably scroll through and look for the product that has the most number of stars and the most number of reviews. In other words, good reviews. I guarantee you that in some way you use those stars. And in your business, even though you may have been successful for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 plus years, are you representing that on your website in some way of social proof? Okay, we're going to talk conversion a lot in the coming days, but I think it's worth mentioning that it is super important. Again, going back to having clear steps that you want someone to take, we call those calls to action. What is the most important thing you want them to do from that specific point in the page? When we go to restaurants, we sit down and they give us a menu and they give us a call to action. They essentially ask us, would you like something to drink? Are you ready to order? Would you like to see our dessert menu? Would you like something to drink from the bar because it's happy hour? Those are calls to action, which are very clear for us to say yes or no to. Okay, we'll talk more about this as we talk about lead generation, but a lot of you are not thinking about calls to action that are relevant to different stages in the journey that someone is. Positioning. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we talk about landing pages and blogs when it comes to SEO in the next 2 days. But really what's interesting is some of you are still putting all of your calls to action at the very bottom of the page. Most people aren't scrolling all the way down there. You've got to bring those calls to actions up. And we'll talk about this later in the week when I show you some examples of great landing pages. We'll be demonstrating those from HubSpot, but we'll show you where we advise these landing page CTAs go. We'll talk again about landing pages later in the week. The challenge with landing pages that I want to make sure you understand is that a service page is not a landing page. A product page is not a landing page. A landing page has a very specific job to do, whereas a service page or a product page may have just general information. These are two different pages, and a lot of people wonder why their conversions aren't happening. And it's generally because they're sending their website traffic into general written informational pages. Well, landing pages have a very specific style to them. They have a very specific type of copywriting to them. They have a very specific invitation. And when we know when we send traffic to a landing page, when we get people to go to a landing page, we see conversion rates be double or triple what they might be on a service page or a generic product page. Okay, so we went through that relatively quickly, but you'll be able to access that document down below this video. There is a lot to cover when it comes to website optimization. These are the things that we look at when we're doing what we call our TLC website audit. It's our traffic leads and conversions website optimization audit. These are things that I'd like you to think about and go back and look at your website and take a look at. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect. There is no such thing as perfect, because website optimization is an ongoing event. It's an ongoing process, as is SEO, as is Google Ads, as is almost everything in marketing. And I hate to say it, but yes, it never seems to end. It just is what it is. One day everything's working well, then Facebook makes a change. One thing's working well, and your website gets hacked. One thing's working well, and your writer quits. One thing's working well, and you got to change the CRM. It's always going to be a process. You're never going to get it all done, but you must make sure that you're dotting I's and crossing T's on the things we talked about today. So if I didn't cover it in depth here, I just wanted to introduce you to the bigger ideas. Download the resource guide, go through it at your own pace, cover the things that you know about. And if you don't know about some of those things, be sure to ask us during our live Q&A on May 7th. Today was day two, talking about website optimization. I can't wait to see you back on day three. We start to dive into SEO, which is search engine optimization, where your website's being found 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from customers or prospects who are looking to solve the problem that you can solve. Take care. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening today to today's episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social, at Mr. Darrell Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Darrell Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.